On this Monday afternoon, Mark Russo is here from Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us. I take it you survived through the Thanksgiving holiday and maybe didn't get stuck too much with snow there in Chicago, but other places sure pick some up. What does it look like for this week? Does the weather get better?
We think it does, Todd. With the pattern throughout the remainder of this week, it's going to be a quiet one across much of the nation's midsection, which again is compares in just stark contrast to what we saw last week, and even just now in recent days with the storm systems that tracked across the central and the eastern U.S. Now, although the storms are now becoming less frequent over the next week to 10 days, temperatures are going to be quite variable. Still no sign of any extreme cold coming back, at least for the next couple of weeks across the central U.S., but it is always the case at this time of year. We need to keep an eye on things for down the road, and some hints that possibly by the end of the month we begin to see at least more significant cold air flowage here into the nation's midsection.
Do we need to be concerned for any reason about the wheat-growing regions of the nation?
At this time, no. As we focus on the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, bottom line is that there has been improvement over the past couple of weeks with the systems that have come across of the region. And really, if you look back over the past 30 days, I guess still a few pockets have missed out, but as we look out ahead, the bottom line is that, again, over the next week or 10 days, it will be fairly quiet in terms of precip prospects, but that does look to increase again about the second half of next week. So that's the focus of attention, but all in all, no real big issues with either the Plains Hard Red Belt or the Midwest Soft Red Belt as well.
And what about South America at this time?
Yeah, from a high-level view, down in South America, still there are no signs of any real problems or issues developing at this time, i.e. no sign of any large-scale dryness or any kind of long-duration heat. In fact, for much of Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Brazil, the next couple of weeks looks to feature generally near normal rainfall amounts. Of all of the summer crop acreage in South America, Argentina will be slightly drier than normal, but actually the prospects here look better this week for rainfall in Argentina coming up compared to how things looked last week. So the trend is in the upward direction there for rain, and bottom line, still no issues are foreseen developing at this time.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.